నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. Today we are taking the verse from canto number 9, chapter 6, text 1 and 2. Sri Shuka Uvacha Virupa Ketu Manchambur అంబరీషాసుతస్త్రయా విరూపాత్ ప్రసాదస్వభూత్ తత్పుత్రస్తు రతితః. Empowered by his divine grace, is he Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami said, O Maharaj Parikshit, Ambarish had three sons named Virupa, Ketuman and Shambhu. From Virupa came a son named Prasadashwa, and from Prasadashwa came a son named Ratitara. And there's a text too. Ratitarasya Prajasya Varayayam Tantverita Angirajanyayam Asha Brahma Varchasvinasuta. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Ratitara had no sons, and therefore he requested the great sage Angira to beget sons for him. Because of this request, Angira begot sons in the womb of Ratitara's wife. All these sons were born with Brahminical prowess. Purport. In the Vedic age of man was sometimes called upon to beget some sons in the womb of a lesser man's wife, for the sake of better progeny. In such an instance, the woman is compared to an agricultural field. A person possessing an agricultural field may employ another person to produce food grains from it. But because the grains are produced from the land, they are considered the property of the owner of the land. Similarly, a woman was sometimes allowed to be impregnated by someone other than her husband. But the sons born of her womb would then become her husband's sons. Such sons were called Kshetra Jatha. Because Ratitara had no sons, he took advantage of this method. Now, first of all, I'm very happy to be with you all today, and I needed your blessings just to speak about this verse specially. And it has got a very little substance. Some or the other, it is the mercy of the Vaishnavas. They put me here to get myself purified. I think you are praying for me. Please repeat this translation. This particular canto here, downfall of Saubhari Muni's subject comes, whereas here it is the beginning of first and second verse, and Sukadeva Maharaj narrates this wonderful narration, and here he gives the detail, very broad detail, and in the Vedic age, suppose it is the Satya Yuga actually, a person is not able to produce the children, he used to request from the great sages or great people who can produce a better progeny. Here Prabhupada gives a very good purport. Say the person, one who is wanted the progeny, they should have a better progeny. That better progeny means, Prabhupada always says, they have to produce brahmanas. Even in, especially in Kali Yuga, Prabhupada always emphasizes that here brahmanas, we have to, this ISKCON is producing brahmanas. Because brahmanas are the perfect people, they are needed because they are like head. Even if the head is not there, the entire body is there, belly is there, hands are there. Without head, it is just like a puppet, you know. You can say some, nowadays, you can see the computer age, they make like a man, but everything is fed actually. It is a computer feeding, robot. This is that particular thing. Just like puppet only. So Prabhupada always says the head means Brahman. So this here Prabhupada says the woman is compared to an agricultural field. Person is processing the agriculture in that field, he can produce some food grains. But because of the grains are produced from that person and that considered is the property of that owner of the land. Similarly, a woman is sometimes allowed to be impregnated by someone other than her husband, but the sons born of her would then become her husband's son. Such sons were called Kshetra Jata. Because now, this is a little tough thing, you know. We see in one angle, actually, how is this possible? Because especially in Satya Yuga, it was allowed because that was for the higher cause it was. Some higher cause and the wanted particular progeny, that is a Brahminical progeny. So that was allowed that time. This is the glories of Brahmins actually. This can't be imitated, especially in Kali Yuga. It's not proper. Because it had a highest spiritual value, whatever been given there. Because now this is spoken by Sukadeva Goswami, his Naistika Brahmachari. He's spoken, whatever is spoken here is a very absolute truth and it is very pure. So always we should have that consciousness. Sukadeva Maharaj spoke means it's very pure. This can't be compared or imitated in Kali Yuga. Actually, Kali Yuga people try to imitate some of the parts, whatever have been, they hear it from, especially this Rasa Leela, these particular things. These things are very high subjects, spiritual subjects. And we cannot understand with this, our mundane knowledge and mundane intelligence. Especially, we can so many times in Srimad Bhagavatam also we can understand Indra sometimes is offended so many times. Then Lord has to go and fight with him. And then he asks forgiveness. The Lord forgives him totally. And even Brahma Vimohana Leela, you could say very nicely. You could not even realize who is Krishna. So for that purpose he was testing. And again Brahma, you could understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he asked forgiveness. And so many, you know, in the way we feel it's something offensive. But it is not the offensive thing. Even so many times Indra used to do, the people go for that post of Indra and 99 Ashwamedha Yajna, they do it. The last horse Indra used to kidnap it. You know, it's always the case. But finally, Lord forgives them. And this is the way Lord wanted. And here we can understand it is for higher purpose. And Lord is always with this, the perfect associate of these great demigods like Brahma, Shiva, Indra. So we cannot talk anything about that. It is always, they are always pure. They are always perfect. And they are connected to Krishna directly. Krishna is monitoring them very perfectly. And this is what Krishna needed. Krishna wanted. So they are the direct associates of the Lord. Now here we are in Kali Yuga. What happens? We are conditioned so much. And we are conditioned so much. So our lifestyle is like that. You know, that was an example given. There was a goshala. There was a fire in that goshala. So there was a cow which was so scared by seeing that fire. It came out, you know, and it was so fearfully, it was running here and there. And finally, it was so fearful. Finally, whenever it sees that red color, that cow used to run from there. Because it's so scared. Even our life is like that. Because we got some belief system. And we just see that. Then we think, this is like that. Again it comes, you know, that Pratyaksha Praman, Anumana Praman, and Shabda Praman. Whereas the perfect thing is what Lord and what Srimad Bhagavatam says. These are all the perfect things. And that's why some conditioning thing we catch hold of, because we don't have full knowledge. We got the part of the knowledge. We always have, suppose a person who is there in medical field, he does MBBS first, and then after 4-5 years for the post-graduation, then serving. Ultimately, he thinks, I am really understood about the body, entire anatomy. And he feels very happy because the people give him such a respect. He knows about the body. But really speaking, he knows one third of the knowledge after so many years' efforts. He knows about something about the body. And finally he comes to know he cannot save anybody because soul can leave the body at any time. There is no medicine for the death. That's why many of our doctors, after completion of their medicine, they could join ISKCON, our movement, because I got one-third knowledge. And two-third knowledge is left out. And that two-third knowledge is, one is the knowledge of mind, other is the knowledge of soul. This most important thing they don't have. And they know something about the body. They try to give some, you know, some antibiotic or some painkiller, make the body to, you know, relax. Sometimes, but they understood it's all not the full knowledge, one third. Same way, the person has to have full knowledge. That's why Prabhupada, when he was preaching this movement, and he used to speak with everyone, even engineers. They have some knowledge. Even a person who has got a managerial level or they are in the industrial field, good chartered accountants, they have certain knowledge. But those knowledge is a perishable knowledge. That is not a permanent knowledge. And that is going to be perishable. Because whoever he may be, after studying so much, and so much great things they learn, so much information, so much books, now the studying system is totally changed. After your graduation, after engineering, it is compulsion that you should do MBA. Otherwise, there is no chance. After MBA, then you have to do something marketing specialized thing. Like that, you have to just go on doing it up to 50 years. You have to study. Then, age of 60, they'll make you to retire. Then what is the fun of that 10 years period? You have to do all those things. There is something is lacking. They'll say, after the completion of graduation, after MBA, and whatever the things you did, then we go to some of the interview. You did only so much. You don't have any marketing experience. If the marketing experience was there, why he will come as an apprentice there, you know? he can employ this person there. So this is the thing. Whenever you apply, you don't have any experience. When I used to, after my engineering, I used to apply. The person said, you don't have any experience? No experience. Then we are sorry. Like that. At least this particular thing, so much efforts we do it, this is just for temporary period and it's all vanishable. All this knowledge is vanishable. So that's why we have many doctors, many engineers, many chartered accountants. What is that knowledge which is not vanishable, which is not perishable? That knowledge we are learning from Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. This is imperishable knowledge, imperishable level of understanding. So something which is lacking you can understand here. And there is no knowledge for mind. There is no knowledge for the soul. Nobody knows about the soul. 99.99% people, even they born and brought up in India, they do not know it. This is the amazing thing, and I think it is having Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and we India, it is very sad to say that people, most of the people, they don't have even Bhagavad Gita at home. In spite of our efforts to distribute this Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam in this marathon all the time, but there are so many houses, they are least bothered, and they have it, still they don't want to hear it, because this will give us the permanent spiritual knowledge. That is the imperishable knowledge. Whatever this knowledge we are getting from here, that is imperishable knowledge. And even whatever we hear from this, our engineering or medicine, practically it is not useful in our day-to-day life. And they are just testing how intelligent this person in one field. This is really useless. After that, it is, I already told about this. This were one of the Purandara Das, there was Kanaka Das also. When I was studying in high school, he gave one kirtan type of thing. In that he said it was Tirukana Kanasu. Tirukana Kanasu means is a dream of a beggar. So I said, this is Kanakadas, how could he write this Tirukana Kanasu? And why the beggar's dream he is giving? Then when I came to Krishna Conscious, then he said, very true. He said, he gave the very perfect thing. It, you know? And that thing was like this. Still I wanted to give one sentence about Tirukanurva Nuramunde ಮುರುಕು ಧರ್ಮ ಶಾಲೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಒರಗಿರಲು ಅಲ್ಲೇ ಒಂದ ಕನಸ ಕಂಡನು ಪುರದ ರಾಜ ಸತ್ತನವಗೆ ವರ ಕುಮಾರರಿಲ್ಲದಿರಲು ಕರಿಯ ಕೈಲೆ ಕುಸುಮ ಮಾಲೆ ಇತ್ತು ಪುರದೊಳು ಇಸ್ ಈ ದ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಬೆಗರ್ ಈ ವಾಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ಧರ್ಮಶಾಲಾ ಈ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಂಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ he got one dream there. What happened was, in that kingdom, that king, he had no children like today's text, this one shloka. So that was a system. That time they used to give some garland in the elephant. If that elephant garlands anyone, he becomes a king. So this elephant, it came and it garlanded. This Tiruka was sleeping on Dharamshala. And people just lifted him and took him very enjoying way. He's our king. And they took it all over places and with big ceremony. They went, he became a king within a second. And very happy. People were just made all the arrangement. He was a king. He got all kingly benefit, you know. Now, American president is arriving. Or Bombay is beautifying. You know, he was one part of the thing. What are the arrangements they do? It's a natural. So they give such a value for this person. Then he got married. He had sons, children, and very happy. And so much opulence. And king was enjoying everything. And finally what happens? He becomes old. Even that time, the neighbors used to attack. If the king little or some or other, if he becomes weak, they attack immediately. The neighbors came for attacking, neighbor king. So this king started fighting, this same Tiruka. He took a sword and started fighting. Finally, he got hurt. He fell down. And once he opens it, he was on the same dharamshala sleeping, same beggar. So Kanakadasa said, these are the activities we do it in our entire life. So much degrees, so much MBAs, so much work, so much opulent things, so much thing. Finally, everything will be vanished. This is true. Even Prabhupada said, this will go and vanish. When I was meeting recently one of our satsang, one person came and met me. I said, what are you doing now? He said, I was a general manager in Johnson & Johnson. Now nothing. So I remembered about Tiruka's dream. It is that. It's a big dream. By living we can have. The night dream is sleeping. But whatever we see it in night dream, we feel it is truth. Same way this. So this, all the vanishable knowledge, this is all perishable knowledge. That's why the knowledge which is given by the Supreme Lord, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, it is having a substance that you have to purify your soul. And there are all sides you have to take care. Because Srimad Bhagavatam, you cannot just read some parts and keep it quiet. Or as it is said, Prabhupada said, even for people just go for the Ras Leela straight away. No. That is not perfect knowledge. That is, Prabhupada says, it is a prakritya sahaja. If directly he goes over that. That is not the way. And especially in Kali Yuga, we have to get purified with real way, what we hear it, with particular things. And that is the chanting the holy name. By chanting the holy name, what happens is, it will come, Adoshuddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajanakriya, and Anartha Nivritti. As soon as that Anartha Nivritti, the useless things, that contaminated things starts purifying our heart, and immediately we think, now I am purified. Actually, it is a process going on. It's a very deep subject. Now, when we read about Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, it is, I'll tell you, we are understanding most insignificant thing. It is very little. It's a huge subject. Only by Acharya's purport, we can understand what it is actually. Otherwise, we are like that same cow. We understood something. When we see that red color, we'll run away. We are conditioned so much. This is this, this is this, this is this. No. It has got a higher value, higher order, and higher spiritual upliftment, higher spiritual value, and that is pure. For higher purpose, they do it. Like that, if you see how it is possible, the other person has taken my wife and he has done this, the children belongs to them. Otherwise, in society, it is something like, you know, it's quite abominable. People will think it's a bad thing. But it is for the higher purpose. And whatever here the Bhagavatam has given, it has got a higher value. And we can't imitate or we can't criticize even in our mind, in our body, in our senses, even our words. Because that is what we have to take care of ourselves. If anything we hear it, we don't know that. Actually, when one person was asking Prabhupada, why Krishna could kill so many people in Mahabharata? And is it not a sinful thing? Why could he do it? So Prabhupada giving one very good answer. Because in the Supreme Court judges, they verify the cases. They undergo everything. Thoroughly they check up. Then finally they give a person death sentence or some sort of punishment. Who we are to understand it? Because Krishna is the ultimate controller. He knows everything. It is very rightly said, nothing can work as per our desire. In Hindi it is said, if patabi Bhagwan ke anugraha bina, Bhagwan ke anumati bina, ek patta bhi nahi hilta. It is true. But how far the realized knowledge we are having, That counts actually. When we understand, as immediately when we come to the level of little anartha nivriti, we gave up tea, coffee and all, we try to think, I am something great now. You know? There's lots of things pending. There is, again, the ruchi is needed, then asakti is needed, then the bhava is needed, nishta is needed, then finally prema. Here what happens is, as soon as I join Krishna consciousness, now I am purified. Okay, now I am in which level? It is, initially I was in Das, Das, Anudas, then I become Das, then I become Prabhu, then I try to become Mahaprabhu, boss, boss, Anu, boss. So because it is a process, it has got a very high thing. Even if we keep our chest and just really ask, what really we know, really nothing we know. Some or the other is a causeless mercy of our parampara, we could understand something. It is also causeless mercy. We don't have any sort of qualification. That's why you can see even in our earlier things, like Queen Kunti, even she, Lord was knowing, even Kunti is a Pandu who is going to come. So Kunti may not get her progeny. So Durvasmani comes and Kunti serves him very nicely. She treats him. She makes good prasadam and she serves. Very small girl she was, Kunti, that time. So Durvas was very happy and Durvas gives the highest benediction. You know, he gives 5 mantras and he says, whenever you need it, you can just take this mantra. Taking any of the demigods, you'll get the children. So Kunti tries before her marriage. That was Karna. You know? So that's the way. And she gets other 5. Yudhishthir and Bhim and Arjun and then 2. Ashwini, Bharani, the 2 children, Sadeva and Nakul. 5 children. This was a benediction given. It was there earlier also. For higher purpose. They were not an ordinary souls. They are they have come to uplift the fallen souls. That's why a person, if he wanted any progeny, he should be a Brahmanical quality or Krishna conscious progeny. For that purpose, these people used to make that. So we should not misunderstand these particular things. It's very important because they are directly connected. They are all the associates. They are directly connected to Krishna. They are perfectly serving the Supreme Lord. This particularly things we have to understand. That's why these things are there, by Acharya's purport only we can understand. We can't whimsically understand our things like. So the Prabhupada always says that Krishna consciousness is most normal. And most normal. And when one who is not Krishna conscious, he is abnormal. And Krishna conscious, there is a purifying process. Whatever the poisons are there, it has to be removed. 6 poisons. 6 poisons, Shadripu. But we think it is an opulence. Supreme Lord, God has got 6 opulence. Like that person walks with 6 opulence. This is my 6 opulence. This mundane people are walking with these 6 opulence. You know. Like Ravana. Lust, greed, envy. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madamas. They think this is my opulence. So Krishna has got 6 opulence. And people have got this 6 opulence. They think we can challenge Krishna. The best thing is that as soon as we take the shelter of the advice, knowledge, as I already told you, we all have 1/3 knowledge, a little here and there, but we have not got that knowledge also, perishable knowledge. We can get only this permanent knowledge by taking the shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And we have to take that path. That is ultimate. That is the goal of life. I have to purify and out from these poisons, those 6 poisons to be removed. Otherwise, we are in diseased condition. We cannot progress at all. Because again, we have to take birth. and this particular things, everyone knows, this is the thing. And that poison to be removed by hearing and chanting. And chanting also to be very carefully we have to do it, because without offensive way, and all the time we hear it, but mind is so, it's so cunning. And I remember our His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj used to say, he said one or two lectures, remember one thing, your mind is not a devotee. Don't rely on that. Whenever you start sitting for chanting, it will bring some very emergency. You can postpone this chanting, and you are suffering something very difficult job. Your future will be very bad, so get up and do this job first. It will bring, you know, many numbers of emergency. So best thing is that you have to see this mind is not a devotee, and you have to make just like a child to keep quiet, because a young child, it doesn't know anything. It's a child after all. So you, for 2 hours, for 16 round japa, you keep quiet. I will see that your job will be done later. How we sympathize the children, you know, sit quiet, giving some lollipop or something like that. Sit. So same way the mind, otherwise it will bring the past and future both. And the main thing is that it will never talk about the present. And our main job, as Burijan Prabhu, he was telling, that first thing is that when you are chanting the holy name, see that you are in the present stage. You forget about your past or forget about your future. Now you are directly concentrating on the present, that you are chanting the holy name, you are living in present and speaking and giving a perfect chanting the holy name and hearing. Both things should be simultaneously, we have to do it. When we can do it, you should skip the mind aside and just concentrate on the holy name. That is everything. That is everything. Krishna is there. Radharani's mercy is there. He's jumping here and there. The mind is jumping, but still make that mind to stay back and hear that. Even first round to 16th round, you should know that I have repeated exactly. I heard it nicely. And there is no round is missed that which I have not heard it. And my pronunciation was very perfect. So that will give a real path for chanting. Otherwise, mind is not a devotee. It will bring such an emergency. And it will make you, you know, delay the matter. And our morning time, the mode of goodness will pass. Then we'll go to the night mode of ignorance. And in sleeping time, we are just pulling the strings. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That won't help us. The main thing is that the exact thing, whatever is given, as per the Shastra, this Kalikale Namarupe Krishna Vatar. All of you, especially Brahmacharis, all the Vaishnavas, you know about it. But the thing is, knowing everything, still we cannot do means we are trusting somebody more than Krishna. That is for our mind. So we should never trust the mind. You make him to sit because that is non-devotee. He's not a devotee. How can we expect from the non-devotee? So we have to put him. You have to teach him. So just hear this Mahamantra and do it offenselessly, and we can understand whatever the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and what we are supposed to understand. By this Shabda Pramana, we can perfect our life. Hearing every day. And this is good, that is good. This is all mind makes it. This person who is speaking, oh, very wonderful person. He's a good preacher. People used to ask, who is giving Bhagavatam today? Oh, that person. Oh, that may not be that good. But this is all mind is playing. And so, soul knows it. He has to repeat the same thing. And whoever is sitting over that, they are revealed by the Lord only. They have to speak that. And that's why we will give honor that thing. Every word is important. Every word is important. It is not that one particular subject is important. Bhagavata means it's a literary incarnation of Lord. So we should have, everything is pure. So like Goshala cow, we have to be careful. We should not be conditioned for such things. We have to pay that whatever is given in this Bhagavad Gita, it is perfect. And we have to deal our half knowledge Of course, for our survival, we needed this knowledge. We can't neglect it. But we wanted spiritual knowledge perfectly, and Krishna will take care of 100%. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comments? Anything? Madan Gopal Prabhu or any other Brahmachari? You can add something? Any questions? Because this subject is such a thing. Such a thing you can have. Anything? Any question anybody have? Time up. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Pai Gopi Man.